Good morning, Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 162. And during our moments of inspiration, and we get sometimes these hisiris, what we call it, where we get this inspiring feeling where we feel higher, and we feel wiser, and we feel more capable, and that's a matana from Hashem. During that moment, when we do feel inspired, then we do feel a certain degree of self-confidence, and it's important to utilize that opportunity when we get that feeling to take action when we feel this way, even if the feeling does not last, but at least we acted upon it and that action will have a lasting effect. Sometimes we see what we might not ordinarily see and think in ways that we may not ordinarily think. We get, sometimes Hashem gives us a gift at particular times of mental clarity that has a major impact on our lives. Gives us these moments of life-changing insights that we sometimes have, even if it's rare, but we should not waste those moments. We shouldn't let them flicker out. We grab onto that. Write down some of those thoughts when you have those thoughts that come to you. A lot of times when you're learning and it's going very good, write it down and keep it. Emet Hashem, that's what happens a lot. And then when you go back to the regular mode, you'll grab onto it. You won't feel bad that it's now you don't feel that high anymore, but you'll use the memory of those moments to move you forward. And those times you feel good about yourself and you felt a warmth and you felt capable and you felt good, grab onto those moments. And because the progress you make in those moments may be extraordinary, and then when you get back to real life where you're in that regular mode, you'll seize upon it, you'll remember it, and you'll use it as a building block going forward. Similar to the Hesiris that we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim or Pesach Seder night, and then comes the Sphere, which is a slow progression of work day in and day out. We have those times in life too, where we have this inspiration, we use it, we make the most of it, and then we take the regular days and do our best with that as well. So Zalkuson says that if you have been waiting for a breakthrough or hoping for a moment of inspiration that hasn't appeared, imagine what you would say or what you would do if you did experience that moment of inspiration, but to be patient about it. And without being actually experiencing, without experiencing the actual moment of inspiration, it may take longer to be inspired to take action in a practical way, but with patience and visualization, eventually you'll be able to achieve it and you'll be able to accomplish it. So when you're not feeling the hisiris, you try, you put your effort, your best foot forward, and then when it does come, to utilize that as well. And here's another thing that's important regarding security and insecurity of people. People who are consistently feeling insecure about themselves or insecure when they're around others have very different thoughts and attitudes about other people than those with self-confidence. If you're insecure, you're likely to think other people are judging me, other people are being critical of me, they won't like me, they will think I'm inferior, they think something's wrong with me, they make me nervous and I wonder why. On the other hand, people that are more confident, they will have the reverse. Everyone I meet, I can could be my friend, people do like me, I'm happy to help others in any way and I'm confident that others will be happy to help me. So the first pattern of low self-esteem creates nervousness, anxiety, and fear. While the reverse, when you have thoughts of self-confidence, it has inner calm breathing within you and a sense of security within you. So the idea is like this. Shlomo says, Mishlei Perchav Zayin, K'mayim panel aponim k'leiv v'adam l'adam. As in water face to face, so too is the heart of one person to another. When you look at your reflection in a pond or in a mirror, you see your expression. If you smile, you see a smile. If you frown, you see a frown. So too is for the feelings of the heart. When you unconditionally feel good feelings about somebody, they tend to reciprocate the other way around too. When you see people as good friends who like you and want to help you, you'll find amazing results. Now, it doesn't mean you're naive. If someone's a harmful personality, you have to protect yourself. You know, we're not talking about that, but with regular people, that's the way it goes. Usually there is a warmth one to the other, and it's a healthy thing. Zalman Pliskin once, someone heard a class that he gave on the topic, and after the class, He came over to Rav Zelig and said as follows: I would love to be sincere and authentic. I want to view others as my friend. I want to like people unconditionally. I want to do what I can to help others, but I'm not holding there yet. I have been selfish and self-centered in the past, but now I realize how much I would gain by having a change of heart. But how can I do that? What can I do to change that? So he answered back to him, he said to this person, that I see how sincere you are that you ask this. So with a similar sincerity, be sincerely kind. Speak and act with kindness to other people. The Rambam says that if you do many acts of kindness over time, you will actually develop that trait of kindness. As you make kindness your habit and your habitual way of thinking and speaking and acting, then you are on the path of viewing others as good friends. So you be patient. It takes time to integrate this. It takes time to internalize it. But over time and persistence, you will eventually succeed to be the person you want to be and act the way you want to act, and other people reciprocating back to you. When you are act with kindness and speak with kindness, it'll be reflected back to you. Another good visualization of this, Zalk Pliskin brings down, is from the Pasuk in the Torah, the third Pasuk, Vayhi Or. Hashem said, let there be light, and Vayhi Or, and there was light. Before that statement that Hashem said, Vayhi Or, Yihi Or, there was only darkness. And then all of a sudden, Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. And we still benefit from that light today. And we need to recognize that that's energy. Hashem created that energy of light, energy of health, energy of thoughts of gratitude, of happiness, of joy, of kindness, of love, of serenity. All this is light throughout our cells and our bodies. So the idea is you visualize that, the light filling you up. Let there be light. And you say, just like Hashem said, let there be light, and light fill the whole Bria. You visualize, let there be light, and let that light of calmness, of confidence, of beauty, of wonder, enter your whole neshama. And it's a visualization practice that he brings in his book. And it's kedai to sometimes use his visualizations to help you with it. Another thing we need to be careful is to avoid perfectionism. Perfectionism creates a lot of needless stress. And it's better to appreciate progress, not to appreciate being perfect. No such thing. It's poison. But appreciate instead progress. Progress implies sometimes falling on your face, sometimes failing. Even that is a progress when you learn from it. You have the commitment in your mind and heart to think good thoughts, to think great thoughts, idealistic thoughts, which will ultimately create great feelings. Better thoughts create better feelings, which lead to better words, which lead to better actions, which ultimately creates a better life. And the awesome thoughts create awesome feelings, leading to awesome words, awesome actions, and awesome life. It all starts in the mind, in your attitude. And if we were programmed for years and decades of negativity, we could start now to reverse that. And the human mind is amazing. Neuroplasticity, it's constantly evolving and changing. Hashem gives us the gift of Bechira. We could ultimately change even decades of negative thinking by starting to shift our thoughts to positive thoughts, calm thoughts. If you're a nervous person, calm thoughts create calm feelings, leading to calm words and calm actions, leading to a calm life. That doesn't mean that no one needs to be treated for anxiety. Sometimes it's necessary. Of course it is. But this is an exercise you do together with it, or alongside it, or if you don't need it, whatever the case may be, this exercise of working through and visualizing calmness that creates a calmness within you and reduces anxiety to a tremendous amount. The belief in this, in the goodness of each person's soul, is tremendous in building self-confidence in other people. The idea of not speaking Lashon Hara, by the way. The whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim and the Shmiras HaLashon and Hashkafa part of it, and the Chafetz Chaim is the Halacha part of it. It takes self-confidence to be able to stop speaking Lashon Hara. Because then you will learn how to be tactful, how to be diplomatic, how to communicate healthier, and to have the strength of character not to be makabel Lashon Hara. You don't care if other people will think you're crazy or you're not going with the crowd. Your self-esteem and self-confidence will say, I'm doing the right thing regardless. Rav Zal Kliskin was very impressed, you know, that he heard once in his father's shul, a mispalel, someone was trying to say Lashon Hara to him, and he answered back, I have enough faults of my own. I don't need to hear about the faults of others. And the speaker changed the subject. He remembers it from 45 years ago, and it stuck in his mind because that was a great approach. You're tactful, you're diplomatic, but it comes from a healthy self of sense. Some people feel they need to hear and speak Lashon Hara because they're insecure. A lot of it, sometimes it comes from maliciousness, a real terrible maliciousness. Sometimes people speak Lashon Hara because of insecurity. The more confident you are, the less of an assignment it will be if that is the source of your Lashon Hara, because you're insecure. So he said, Rav Zal Kliskin, that a person who was very careful not to speak Lashon Hara said to him, I find it easy not to speak against other people, but I find it extremely difficult to tell others not to speak Lashon Hara in my presence. How can I make that easier? And Rav Zal told him that I met someone who used to say, I feel good when I hear about good things that people have done, and I feel bad if I happen to hear about something negative. Please help me feel good. Say that in a friendly tone of voice, that may help. So again, to just review some of the points that we said over here, you have to realize that healthy self-esteem will help you have tremendous, powerful influence over other people in a positive way. Combine panel upon him. You envision why he are, there's a light that goes through you of good midos and goodwill. Remember, perfectionism is needless stress. Appreciate progress. Progress comes with sometimes failing, but getting up and trying again. Great thoughts create great feelings. Calm thoughts create calm feelings. Ultimately, that's our goal, to create a kinder, more compassionate world. And to avoid Lashon Hara, one must develop a healthy self-esteem to fight it the right way, to be able to combat the terrible effects of Lashon Hara. The more secure you are, the more you're confident that I don't need to hear this, and convince others not to talk that way. I have enough faults on my own. I don't need to hear others. When you're insecure, you need to hear other people's faults to make you feel better. You have good, healthy self-confidence. You don't need to hear it. I feel good the way I am. I don't need to hear this Lashon Hara. Bracha v'atzlacha.